You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews, live from the Kia Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Thursday morning to you. I hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there, making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, Amazon drivers, Amazon workers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. All my front and rear loading truck drivers, all my bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely fashion. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, all my local 613 IBEW workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers, hotel workers out there, making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. Shout out to all my early morning, late night funeral home workers, and of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Lots to get into this morning. We are finally, hopefully, going to, after today, turn the page on what has been not a great story for the Atlanta Falcons. And I'm sure you all know what I'm talking about. Fulbrick, Jax Ulbrich, the son of Jeff Ulbrich, and the whole situation with the Shedeur Sanders prank phone call during day three of the draft. It seems like it has finally come all to a head. The Falcons have been fined $250,000 by the NFL. Jeff Ulbrich has been fined $100,000 by the NFL. And yesterday, Jeff Ulbrich did speak to the media from him in just a couple of minutes. But first, I want to say this. A fine has been put out. The Falcons also did release a statement about the NFL finding them and, you know, fine and all that good stuff. And now that Jeff Ulbrich has spoken publicly about it, publicly and privately, apologized to Shedeur Sanders, as well as Jax has privately apologized to Shedeur Sanders. After today, I just hope we can turn the page. And we should be able to turn the page, and we should just turn the page, honestly. Because, look, at the end of the day, it was dumb. It was stupid. As Jeff Ulbrich put it, it was inexcusable. And Jeff Ulbrich also, because the man he is, also took blame for not taking care of the confidential information and secure information that he had. That obviously was Shedeur Sanders and other NFL draft prospects' phone number. And obviously, he believes that was a mistake on his part, even though his son, in my opinion, should have known better. But, you know, you can also say that, and Jeff maybe should have had it locked, but you would think that your 21-year-old son would know better than to not prank call a draft prospect on draft day. But anywho, the point is, after today, where the Jeff Ulbrich sound bites will dominate the local and airwaves, where people will give hopefully their final 2 cents of the situation, give their final thoughts on the situation today, and then hopefully after today, we can just move on, move forward, and do our best to forget about just this very unfortunate situation. So, like I said, the Falcons did put out a statement about the incident yesterday, and I will give that to you here in just a moment. But again, you just really hope this can be the last day that the Falcons and Jeff Ulbrich and even Jax Ulbrich have to deal. Well, Jax, you know, he might be actually dealing with this, you know, privately for a minute, but you get what I'm saying. But here's a Falcons statement on the NFL handing down a fine and everything else going on. Quote, "We appreciate the NFL's swift and thorough review of last week's data exposure and the event that transpired due to it. We were proactive in addressing the situation internally and cooperated fully with the league throughout the process and accept the discipline levied to Coach Jeff Ulbrich and the organization. We are confident in our security policies and practices and will continue to emphasize adherence to them with our staff, whether on or off premises. Additionally, the Ulbrich family is working with the organization to participate in community service initiatives in relation to last week's matter." So there you have it. They're not going to appeal it. They are taking the fine, biting the bullet, just as Jeff Ulbrich is. And they are just, again, trying to move on from this as quickly and as swiftly as possible. Because, obviously they wouldn't fight it because, you know, what happened, and there's no really way around it. And two, even if they did, you know, want to dispute it, it wouldn't do any good. It would just draw this situation out more and, one, made the Falcons look bad, so that's obviously why they wouldn't dispute it or anything like that. So there was no expectation for them to, but, you know, just, again, explaining why they wouldn't do it and why it would be ridiculous if they did. But, again, the Falcons, Jeff Ulbrich, they have done a very good job of, again, cooperating with the NFL and doing their best to just take this on the chin and move forward with it and try to move on with this and get this out of the way and on the back burner as quickly as possible. All right, let's let you hear because after this segment, we're going to move on from it because I am going to practice what I'm preaching, and hopefully after today, we can all move on from this just, again, very unfortunate and just frustrating situation. But we are going to let you hear from Jeff Olbrich, and really I just want to start from the beginning with Jeff Olbrich. He used his opening statement to apologize again publicly to the Shadur and the Sanders family. So he used that opening statement to apologize and kind of just give the rundown on what happened, and obviously again express his remorse and apologies to Shadur, the Sanders family, and the Falcons organization as well. So here's Jeff Olbrich's opening statement from his press conference yesterday, apologizing to Shadur and the Sanders family and the Falcons organization.
First of all, I'd like to publicly apologize to Shadur and the Sanders family for what occurred. Second of all, I want to publicly apologize to Mr. Blank, Terry Fontenot, Raheem Morris, and the entire Falcons organization. My actions of not protecting confidential data were inexcusable. My son's actions were absolutely inexcusable. And for that, we are both deeply sorry. The NFL has taken action, and I fully respect the punishment. We take full responsibility, my son and myself, and we will not be appealing the fine in any way. Going forward, I promise my son and I will work hard to demonstrate we are better than this. Again, I'm deeply sorry for our actions.
There you have it. So, apologizing, like I said, to Shadur, the Sanders family, Raheem Morris, Terry Fontenot, Arthur Blank, the entire Falcons organization, and Jeff Olbrich, he handled this press conference with a lot of grace yesterday and stood up there, took the hard questions, answered the questions that he could, and he did what he had to do. So I respect Jeff Olbrich a ton for going up and talking about that. And by the way, this press conference was just about the prank call incident. So he stood up there and took all questions about the call. So again, highly respect Jeff Olbrich for that. Let's continue to let you hear from the Falcons DC. Yesterday, he also talked about his reaction to the news when he found out that his son was one of the people involved in that prank call with Shadur and the Sanders family during that day three of the draft.
Yeah, obviously not happy and shocked. So I made the Falcons aware of the situation. And then our next course of action was to try to get a hold of the Sanders family so we could apologize in person, which we were able to do. And the Sanders family, Shadur, and Coach Sanders were amazingly gracious, more gracious than they needed to be in a moment like this.
All right. And yeah, like, so obviously once he, like, you heard him say there, once he found out about it, first initial thought was, okay, we need to get in touch with the Sanders family, obviously make the Falcons aware, and try to smooth this thing over with Shadur and the Sanders family as quickly as possible. And you hear that, obviously, the Sanders family handled it with grace. And I'm sure, look, Deion, who has, you know, kids, obviously, and Shiloh and Shadur and, you know, as a daughter as well, I'm sure he understands, you know, what having young kids is like. And, you know, I'm sure that I'm not to this extent, but I'm sure his kids have made, you know, mistakes where they just kind of make bonehead and dumb decisions. So I'm sure he understands it from that point. And I'm sure he understands it, too, from the point of, look, he didn't expect his 21-year-old son to do something dumb like that, and he would expect his 21-year-old son to know better. So the one thing that I have liked about this and that, well, I'm not going to say liked, the one silver lining to this, let me say it that way, the one silver lining to this is that everybody has handled this with a lot of grace, a lot of understanding from both parties, the Falcons and the Olbrich party, and then Shadur and the Sanders family. They've all handled this situation with grace, and so I think that has been good on that front. But let's also let you hear from Jeff Olbrich again. This was his press conference yesterday, solely talking about the prank call incident, and this is the one thing that we really were frustrated by when we found out about this whole situation, because it's like we're coming off the heels of what we feel like as Falcons fans was a great 2025 draft, one of the better drafts we feel like in Falcons history, at least as far as reaction goes. We'll see how the players pan out. But as far as fan reaction goes, we were all pumped. We were all super excited. And then we get this news, and it just completely takes the wind out of our sails. And we're like, okay, cool. We just had a great draft, and then something stupid happens, and something unnecessary, and something just super frustrating happens. And we got to be in the news and in the national media for all the wrong reasons. Instead of being talked to, instead of getting lifted up and talked about how good our team did in the draft, how well our team did in the draft, now the national media is talking about how dumb Jax Olbrich's son decision was to prank call Shedeur Sanders. So that was really the frustration on my part, and I'm sure on your part as well. And Jeff Olbrich, he spoke about that yesterday and talked about how frustrating it was for this situation to happen on the heels of the Falcons having a really good 2025 NFL draft.
Yeah, it's another part of the regret. You know, obviously, tremendous amount of regret for what my son did and for what I allowed in being neglectful in that way. But it's another part of the regret is there's so many amazing people in this building that did an amazing job in this draft process, and then to pull it off on draft weekend and do as well as they did, it's hard because those people should be celebrated in these moments, and they probably weren't as much as they should have been.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everybody should have been celebrated more than they were able to be celebrated. And that's on Jackson. If you want to put a little bit on Jeff, you can put it on Jeff too. But again, I think at 21 years old, Jack should have known better. So while yes, maybe should have Jeff Olbrich locked his iPad. Yeah, but to me, the way I feel about it, a 21-year-old should know better than to do what Jax Olbrich did. So, all right. I am ready to move on. So on this show, on the Hometown Take, we're going to move on from this situation. In my book, Jeff Olbrich publicly and privately apologized. Jax Olbrich apologized. The Falcons took their fine. Jeff Olbrich took their fine. Everything to me is square, so we can move on. And that's what we're going to do, because there is good news to celebrate on the Falcons front as well. Drake London getting his fifth-year option exercised. Falcons wide receiver coach Ike Hilliard talked about Drake, and Zach Robinson spoke as well. Let's talk. We've talked a lot about this Falcons defense for good reason. Let's talk about what this Falcons offense could be. We'll let you hear from Zach Robinson and Ike Hilliard next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Back to your early morning sports fix. This is the Hometown Take on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning. I hope y'all are doing well. Shout out to all my people that are tuned in, tapped in right now, that are on their way to work, already at work. Appreciate you. Shout out to all my people that are tuned in, tapped in right now, that are on their way to the gym, already at the gym. Appreciate you as well. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. And make sure you download that free Odyssey app so you can take the station wherever and you can listen whenever. And as far as my show, if you're not usually an early riser, guess what? I got a solution for you. It's all good. All you got to do, like I said, download that free Odyssey app and make sure you got it on your smartphone and all your smart devices. Once you got it, find the radio station, 92.9 The Game. Once you got the radio station, find my show, The Hometown Take. Once you find it, follow it, subscribe to it. Then you'll be able to listen to this show whenever, wherever you are. You can go back and listen to this show in its entirety. The whole thing, the whole shebang, all at once. You can binge this show for the whole hour. And you can do that with all the great shows here on Sports Radio 99 The Game as well. You can go back and listen to shows in their entirety. You can go back and listen to your favorite segments, interviews. You can do all that and more with the free Odyssey app. So make sure you download it on your smartphone and all your smart devices today. All right, we do have some good news that we're going to talk about now for the rest of the show. We got some good news on Drake London that we're going to get to in a few minutes. We got some great news about Dyson Daniels. Hopefully we got some even better news coming as well. But we got to talk about Drake London right now. He does get his fifth year, and this is no surprise either, but it's still good news. But he does have his fifth year option at the Atlanta Falcons, and you got an extension is coming at some point. Now, there's no real rush on that because obviously he's going to play on the fifth year of his rookie deal either way it goes. But hopefully there's an extension coming soon for Drake London as well, because I think we all can agree on it. But the Falcons have exercised the fifth year option on Drake London, so that is good news for Drake London and the Falcons. We know Drake is going to be coming back to the ATL. And speaking of which, like I said before we went to break, we have talked a lot, and as we should have, we have talked a lot about this Falcons defense, especially after what they did in the NFL draft. We talked about this defense a lot going into the draft. But let's talk about this offense a little bit. Let's talk about the expectations for this offense and what we should see out of this offense coming up this season. And we'll start with Drake London, because Falcons wide receiver coach Ike Hilliard spoke to the media yesterday along with some other coaches. We're going to let you hear from Zach Robinson too here in just a little bit. But Ike Hilliard spoke to the media yesterday, and he talked about Drake London getting his fifth year option picked up, and also talked about how he loved how he always pushes to be better. And that is so true when you talk about Drake London. I mean, you can see it on the field just how much heart intensity he is playing with. I mean, he is always at 110% when you talk about his level, what he's doing out there when it comes to running routes, blocking, catching the football, trying to get yak. He is always giving the Falcons 110%, and that's part of the reason why we love old Drake. But here's Ike Hilliard talking yesterday to the media about Drake London getting his fifth-year option picked up, and that he loves the fact that Drake is always pushing himself to be better.
Very. I think, we all love the person, we love the player. Looking forward to the future, and it's an exciting day for everybody. What I do appreciate from him is his approach every day. It's businesslike. He's all ball. It's an approach that one can appreciate because he's trying to take his game to the next level. So looking for more from him now, not just because of the 50 option, but because that's what we expect. So looking forward to the future.
Absolutely looking forward to the future. And he's right. We're going to want even more from Drake London because he is that dude. He's the Falcons' number one. He's going to be MP9's go-to. And that kind of brings us into our next conversation and the next thing I want you to hear from Mike Hilliard, because it was great that, you know, it was a silver lining that Michael Penix got to play some last season and got some of the experience that he did. But you talk about how much Michael Penix has gotten to throw to the Drake London and the Darnell Mooneys and the Kyle Pitts of the world. When you look at it from a 1,000-yard view, it hasn't been that much. Because remember, he didn't get to throw to them at all during training camp or during the season, really, until he got benched. It was Kirk Cousins getting all the first-team reps, basically up until the point that Michael Penix became the starter. So he is going to need as much time on task, Ike Hilliard says, with the wide receivers.
You know, it's going to be a lot of time on task. That's going to be necessary for growth, and that's what this time of the year is about. So, you know, we'll have to continue to address that and answer that question as we go. But at least we have, you know, three games under our belt. You know, now we set the bar. There's an expectation, and now the work begins.
That's right. Now it's time for really to kick in. These wide receivers going to have to be ready to go with old MP9, and I think they will be for sure. And a guy I am really excited to see alongside Drake London in a full year with Michael Penix is Darnell Mooney. And I know Darnell Mooney, he balled out with Kirk Cousins, obviously, was a little banged up, so I think he missed one game, I think, with Michael Penix out of the three that Michael Penix was able to play. So I am really ready to see Michael Penix and Darnell Mooney connection. And speaking of Darnell Mooney, Ike Hilliard says that they're going to lean on Darnell Mooney even more this season.
You know, we look at Mooney as obviously a yards per catch guy, you know, a vertical threat, you know, a veteran presence that, you know, can help, I think, with each guy in their role, considering he was a fifth-round draft pick. Mm-hmm. And earned an opportunity to earn a second contract. And, you know, what it takes to be a pro. So we're going to lean on him a lot more than we did last year and see where that goes.
Now that the Falcons, Raheem Morris, Ike Hilliard, Zach Robinson, now that they all really truly understand, not to say they didn't before, but if we remember, Kirk Cousins was the guy that really lobbied to get Darnell Mooney here. I guess that's, you know, when you look back at it, between Kirk Tober and bringing Darnell Mooney here, Kirk Cousins did a couple of things okay. He won us a few games and gave us a good ride during Kirktober, and then he made sure we got Darnell Mooney here, which was, I think, one of the most or maybe even the most underrated free agent signing, obviously not from this past year, but the year before that when we got Kirk Cousins as well, because Darnell Mooney was a baller. And if he didn't get hurt, he probably ends up with a 1,000-yard season as well, because remember, he had to miss, I think it was one or two games at the end of the last season with an injury. But either way it goes, Darnell Mooney, I am very excited to see him with MP9 because, like you heard Ike Hilliard say there, we know he's a vertical threat. He runs routes really well, and he's just good at getting open. But he can make contested catches as well. Remember when Kirk Cousins threw a pass that he said was a bad pass, but Darnell goes up the ladder to catch that touchdown? What was that, in Philly? I think that was week 2 in Philly, maybe? Or no, that was a Tampa Bay game. That was a Thursday night game in Tampa Bay. That was that game. But either way it goes, Darnell Mooney is plenty capable of doing a lot of good things with the Falcons, and I'm very excited to see what he does in year 2 in the ATL. But let's let you hear a little bit here while we got a couple of minutes here on the Hometown Take. It is the Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews. By the way, rocking with you on a Thursday morning, letting you hear from some of the Falcons coaches that spoke yesterday. Just let you hear from Ike Hilliard, the Falcons wide receiver coach, talk about Drake London and Darnell Mooney. And now we're going to let you hear from Falcons offensive coordinator Zach Robinson. And the first thing I want to let you hear from Zach Robinson is him talking about the biggest difference going in from this year to last year. And he says it's really just the film familiarity, if I can say the word, familiarity with each other and Zach Robinson's scheme.
You know, I was telling some of these guys just the comfort knowing that, hey, we're a year into the system. The guys, there's a ton of continuity coming back. Last year, it was completely new system, a lot of new players, everybody kind of getting to know each other, learn each other. I know my coaching staff really well. I know our players really well. I know what we did well, you know, from a schematic standpoint, and what our guys can do, and what are some of the things that we can do going forward with a different quarterback. So it feels like once the offseason hit, I was like, man, this feels really nice to be able to just kind of, all right, let's set the table here. Let's get down to the finer details of what we're trying to get accomplished. And it's been a breath of fresh air. I got a buddy, Nick Cayley, you know, who's first time OC in Houston, and he's calling me nonstop. And I'm just like, man, I remember those shoes. Like, don't hesitate with questions, because there's so many things that inevitably come up that you think you have a plan for this, and then you got to adapt on the fly. So I definitely don't envy his situation right now. I know he's excited to get his hands on that group, because I got some talented guys. But it's a lot of fun coming in the offseason with a year under your belt.
I fully expect Zach Robinson to be in his big bag this year. I fully expect Zach Robinson to be in his Duffy this year when it comes to play calling and scheme, because he knows who the quarterback's going to be. He knows what his quarterback can do. He likes, obviously, everything that his quarterback can do. And MP9 is going to have a full off season in the system, a full off season to get first team reps. And Zach Robinson, seeing what he can do last year with Michael Penix Jr. at quarterback, was very promising to me. And now that he's going to have a full year with MP9 and a full year with these guys knowing his scheme, just like he said, the continuity, the familiarity, and Zach Robinson's confidence too as an offensive play caller. He saw he had the chops to be an OC last year. We saw he had the chops to be an OC last year. So now he has that confidence going into year two that he knows how to call plays. He knows how to beat NFL defenses. And I think we should all be very excited to see what Zach Robinson has in store for us in year two along with this Falcons offense. All right, one more before we go to break here. The big question is, Kyle Pitts, obviously they did pick up his fifth-year option, but this is the last year of Kyle Pitts' rookie contract. He is on a contract year, and we want to see Kyle Pitts ball out. I think that's the only way. If he has a monster year, I think that's really the only way he ends up getting a contract from Atlanta. Otherwise, the Falcons might be privy to move on. But Zach Robinson yesterday talking about what he wants to see from old number 8.
Yeah, Kyle, I'm expecting Kyle to take a big jump, you know, year two of the system, year two of understanding what we're trying to do offensively, all those things that come with it. So expecting a lot of good things from Kyle. He knows what he needs to work on with the details and some of the fundamentals, techniques, the consistency down in and down out. Those are things that we talk about with him, and Coach Koger talks about with him all the time. It's those finer details and that next level that he can take as a player. So I'm pumped for Kyle. Can't wait to get on the field with him, and it's going to be a lot of fun to see his growth.
Year two of being in the system. Year two of understanding how the Falcons want to use him in Zach Robinson's system, and a full year with Michael Penix Jr. Kyle Pitts, please, 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 we know you got it in you. We seen the flashes. We seen you do your rookie season with Matt Ryan. Can you show out the same way with MP9 as you did with Matt Ryan, but maybe just more touchdowns? Can we get that out of you, Kyle Pitts? Can we please get that out of you? Because that will untap this offense for real, man. Hopefully we get that. We will find out and see. But hopefully Michael Penix Jr. and Zach Robinson and company can get that next step out of Kyle Pitts. And hopefully Kyle Pitts in the contract year wants to take that to the next level, because obviously him playing well means he's going to get paid from somebody, even if it's not the Falcons. So should be a motivated Kyle Pitts. Motivated Falcons team, and this offense should look pretty darn good this year. And hopefully, shaping up, they're going to have a defense to back them up as well. All right, when we come back here on Hometown Take, about 5-6 minutes from now, we will let you hear from Dyson Daniels, your 2024-2025 Most Improved Player of the Year. Shout out to the great Barrier Thief. We'll let you hear from him next here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Back to your early morning sports fix.
Levis like this. Let's go, let's go.
This is the Hometown Take on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning. I hope y'all are doing well. Shout out to all my people that are tuned in, tapped in right now, that are on their way to work, already at work. Appreciate you. Shout out to all my people that are tuned in, tapped in right now, that are on their way to the gym, already at the gym. Appreciate you tuning in as well. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. And make sure you download that free Odyssey app. So you can listen to the station wherever, whenever. All right, more positivity here in the ATL as we have ourselves an NBA award winner on the squad, Dyson Daniels. Shout out to the Great Barrier Thief, man. The 2024-2025 Most Improved Player in the NBA. Got to get up for him. Got to give it up for him. Definitely well-deserved. Took his, I think he... improved his, like, obviously led the league in steals per game, led the league in, and then blew out, and I mean, completely ran away with steals and steals per game. I mean, goodness gracious. Set records. Led the league in deflections, too. I mean, he was just a defensive menace. You don't get the nickname the Great Barrier Thief for nothing. So, obviously, in that realm, he was absolutely outstanding, but also, too, in the realm of scoring, I think, and I'm going to double check this right now, but I believe he upped his points per game like 10 points this season. And I'm going to check his stats, like I said, right now for you and double check that. But I believe this season he averaged 14.1 points per game. Last season he averaged 5.8. So he almost went up a full 10 points per game. 9 points per game he went up. Oh, Dyson Daniels, absolutely a phenomenal year. 3 steals per game, that obviously led the league. And next person wasn't even close. So, I mean, just absolutely deserving of most improved player. I believe they already announced a defensive player of the year. I don't think they have, right? They did. Who ended up winning defensive player of the year? I didn't even see it. I missed it. Shame on me.
Evan Mobley won.
Evan Mobley.
Dyson was second runner. Dyson was runner up.
Gotcha. Okay. I can't be too mad at Evan Mobley. You know, he was good. I think he ended up leading the league in blocks, and usually that's the person that gets it if you lead the league in blocks. And yes, Noel is giving me a thumbs up. Shout out to Noel White holding it down, by the way, behind the glass and giving me this pertinent info that I should have had beforehand. But anywho, Evan Mobley, defensive player of the year. Again, rightfully so. Usually the league leader in blocks, which he was, gets it. And he was not only a league leader in blocks, but he was on the team with the best record in the East, second best record in the NBA, in the Cleveland Cavaliers. So can't be too mad at that. It's understandable. Again, you can make a really good case for Dyson Daniels to be defensive player of the year. But I think him at least getting most improved, that I can live with that. I can live with him not winning defensive player of the year, but getting most improved player of the year. That still, to me, is enough recognition for Dyson Daniels, and him, and it, to me, still feels like he's getting the recognition that he deserved and that he had. So, again, congratulations, Dyson Daniels, and we're going to let you hear a little bit from the great Barry a Thief now, because Dyson Daniels talked about winning most improved player of this season, and he spoke to the media yesterday, and I want to just let you hear a little bit from it. And shout out to Dyson Daniels. He popped his collar a little bit. He popped his ish a little bit, because he said, I knew I deserved most improved player. He knew he was the one that should have got it. And I mean, it's absolutely true. Again, when you look at his stats and how he improved year over year, we told you, average 5.8 points per game last year. Move up to 14.1 points per game this year. When you talk about steals, averaged 3 this year, up from 1.4 last year. 2.7 assists per game to 4.4 assists per game. 3.9 rebounds to 5.9 rebounds. Free throw percentage. Well, actually, that went down a little bit, but it's all good. We ain't going to talk about that. We'll leave that alone. Field goal percentage stayed around the same. 3-point percentage was better. 31% to 34%. So, again, all in all, a really good year for Dyson Daniels, and he talks about how he knew he deserved most improved player.
I'm a humble guy, and I don't like to, you know, go at anyone or anything, but, I knew that, you know, I deserve this award the most. You know, I feel like I improved the most this year, and, you know, I feel like my first 2 years, you know, I couldn't really do any worse.
Absolutely. And look, part of the reason Dyson Daniels was able to, and first off, before I even go there, Dyson, hey, we know you're a humble dude. We know you don't, you know, say a lot, but hey, this is your opportunity to, you know, talk your talk, man. Let people know what's up. So I'm glad he took that time to do that a little bit, and good for him, man. But a big part of the reason that Dyson Daniels was able to put up the numbers that he did this year and able to have the most improved season that he had this year was because of the opportunity he was able to get in Atlanta. And again, I know obviously Landry Fields is gone, but I think it was a very good move by Landry Fields to, again, really make something out of nothing when you talk about this DeJounte Murray trade and really, again, get at least something and really a really good piece back, obviously, and Dyson Daniels for a guy in DeJounte Murray who you feel like you gave up a little too much for, but you kind of at least got something really good back in return when you talk about what they got back in Dyson Daniels. And again, when you talk about the season that Dyson had, a big part of the reason he had this season is because the opportunity he was able to have here in Atlanta, was able to start, was able to be that backup point guard really for Trae Young. And he just had the opportunity that he didn't necessarily have in New Orleans. And he talked about that yesterday and said his new role here in Atlanta with the Hawks is what propelled him to winning most improved player of the year.
I think for me, just coming into Atlanta this year and getting the role that I got given really, you know, gave me confidence, drove me to be a better player. And, you know, I put in a lot of work. I put in a lot of work over that summer, you know, during the Olympics and stuff like that. So, yeah, I felt like I was very deserving of this award. And I didn't know until they said my name. It's not like the draft. They call you, you know, a minute before you get drafted. So I didn't know until they said my name, but I definitely felt like I deserved it. So it was definitely some reward for effort.
Hey, he definitely deserved this Most Improved Player award. And so happy for him that he got it. And it's not like he was a little nervous. He said he didn't know until they called his name. So he wasn't all the way sure about it beforehand, but he got it. And he is definitely the most deserving of this year's Most Improved Player award. So with all that being said, what's the next step? Because if you ain't moving forward, you ain't moving backwards a lot of the time. So Dyson Daniels talked about what the next step is for him, and he said it's to make his offense even better now.
Yeah, I mean, the obvious one is shooting, you know, just being able to become a more consistent shooter, being able to shoot off the dribble, being able to, you know, come off pin downs and make catch and shoot shots. You know, the league's, you know, trending so like towards, you know, everyone having to be able to shoot, to be out there on the floor. So for me, that's a big one, you know, the free throw line. But I think it's the offensive end.
Offensive end is definitely where he wants to improve next. I mean, look, he can obviously, you know, I'm sure there are some things that he can get better at defensively, but what more can he really do defensively? 3 steals a game, led the league in steals, and it was by a landslide. Set a Hawks record for steals, single season steals. I set an NBA record too, I'm pretty sure. I mean, what more can he really do? What more can he really do? I mean, you know, you got to have some sort of height to block shots. So that's not necessarily what they're asking him to do either. So it's not like he's going to, you know, shoot up in blocks per game or anything like that. So, again, defensively, he's pretty much got it on lock. Again, I'm sure there are some little things and technique things that he'll work on and get better at, but it's definitely offensively. If he can get to an even better 3-point shooting percentage, if he can be better at his mid-range and maybe creating his own shot, he's still fairly good at creating his own shot now. He can get in the lane. He can put up a nice little floater. He has that element in his game for sure, and we saw that a lot this year. But like he said, just improving his offensive game, improving his shooting is definitely to the next steps for Dyson Daniels. So obviously completely in agreement with him on that. Going back to, though, what he did this year, winning Most Improved Player of the Year, he also talked about, and this is the last one we'll let you hear from Dyson, he also talked about what he's most proud of improving in his game this year. What's the thing that he improved on the most this year that he's most proud of? He talked about that yesterday as well.
I think this year I'm just happy that I got into a position where, like, you know, I kind of, you know, earned my respect from, you know, my opponents, my teammates, my coaches. Like, you know, I feel like this year I just came in with a different mindset, you know, really willing to do whatever it takes to, you know, stamp my foot in this league. And I always knew I had the capabilities of doing it. It was just about, you know, going out there, being confident in myself. And credit to my coaches, my teammates, you know, they wanted me to go out there, be myself. Coach Q was great and, you know, putting me in positions to succeed. So I'm just happy that, you know, I kind of got a fresh start here in Atlanta and kind of, you know, made the most of it. But I still feel like there's a lot more improvement in me. And, you know, I said this on the media before, I feel like that I can win another one of these awards.
There you go. And this is a simple story of a guy that didn't really have the opportunity that he needed at the place he was drafted in New Orleans. He got the opportunity he needed to play and be on the court. And again, like he said, establish himself as an NBA player and establish that he belongs in this league. He got that opportunity in Atlanta and you saw he flourished. So look, this Atlanta Hawks team has a really nice core in Trae Young, Dyson Daniels, Onyeka Okongwu, Zachary Sesay. You got to find a way to continue to build around it. Whether that's keeping George Niang and Caris LeVert, add another piece, or whatever the case is, you got to find a way to continue to build around this core that you have here in the ATL, because it's a good one. And if you get one more big piece, Hawks can finally make some noise and get out of play-in purgatory, as we've been calling it here in the ATL. But that is my time here. Appreciate y'all tuning in this morning. We'll be back to talk to y'all tomorrow on a Friday. edition of The Morning Shift. But coming up next, The Morning Shift with Ali Mack, Mike Johnson, and Bo Morgan on the other side. Until I talk to you guys tomorrow, peace.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.